From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Devin Zwald. President Trump has signed an executive order to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education. The agency accounts for, on average, about 16% of funding for public schools in Georgia, according to the Georgia Association of Educators. The group's Lisa Morgan worries that even if the department's functions are reorganized elsewhere, its dismantling will disrupt education at state and local levels.
You often hear the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. Things are going to fall through the cracks. Students are going to fall through the cracks. And that is the truly heartbreaking thing that I'm anticipating.
She expects poor and rural districts, as well as students with disabilities, to be impacted the most. As of January, the agency's website listed nearly 600 age, race, sex, and disability cases under investigation at Georgia schools. The department's Office of Civil Rights was gutted by layoffs earlier this month. FEMA is hosting a housing resources fair tomorrow in South Georgia's Appling County for families recovering from Hurricane Helene. The agency says the fair will offer federal, state, and local services and resources on affordable housing. And the National Weather Service has issued its final report on the September storm. The report outlines billions of dollars in losses, including in Georgia. This is GPB.